Hi, and welcome back to the Church Renewal Podcast from Flourish Coaching. I'm your host, Alan Edwards, and we're dropping in your feed today with one of our special listener question episodes. We put out on Facebook and Twitter to our friends and to our colleagues that we're starting this podcast, and we just basically said, what do you want to talk about when it comes to the renewal and revitalization of churches? I've got Matt Bowling, Flourish's Executive Director, here with me today, and we're looking forward to digging into some of these. We'd love for you to join the conversation with us. So you can reach us by email. I'm alan@flourishcoaching.org. That's A-L-L-A-N. You can reach our director, Matt, at flourishcoaching.org by email as well. You can always connect to us on Facebook at tinyurl.com/flourishfb or on Twitter, flourishcoach1. That's flourishcoach and the number one. Share your thoughts and questions, and maybe you'll be featured on a future episode here of the podcast. Flourish exists to set ministry leaders free with the gospel so that they can be effective wherever God has called them. When pastors or churches feel stuck, our coaches come alongside them to renew their hope and help them gain strategic clarity. All right, let's dig in and explore the ways that Jesus is renewing his church. All right, we're back here in the studio with Matt and doing some listener questions and some interaction with our friends and colleagues about church renewal. Matt, how you doing?
Doing all right.
You ready to dig in, play Stump the Chump?
All right, let's do it.
Today, we're going to hear from Robbie, who is a church replanter in Westchester, PA. Robbie writes, what is church renewal? Revitalization. Where does replanting fit in with that mix? And I'll just start by saying, at Flourish, we've been working with some folks to kind of define church renewal. Right, Matt?
Right.
So we've got this kind of meaty definition. It's big. It's multifaceted. It's one of those Puritan run-on sentences.
You're going to read it again?
I am going to read it just for our, if you're just dropping in for the first time, this is what we believe about the process of church renewal. It's the church renewal is the process by which a person or church body experiences a new awareness of their sin and need for God's grace, their privilege as ambassadors of the kingdom and sons and daughters of God, a new appreciation for their place as they anticipate the kingdom of God coming and reaching that place, a new prayerfulness and passion to share the good news, holistic discipleship, a curiosity to know God, the self, and the world, a new awareness of the missionary opportunity around them, a new joy and reverence in worship, and a new personal commitment to the means of grace. Matt, that is a big, meaty definition that just sounds like doing church correctly, doesn't it? Is church renewal just doing church right?
Not exactly.
Okay, why not?
Well, I think it involves that, but it's trying to, that definition is trying to say that it encompasses a number of different facets that are easily lost by churches. Doing church in a way that honors Jesus, honors his giving himself up for us, that pleases the Father, is just downright hard. It's easier to pick the things that we tend towards instead of being involved in all of those things. Can you, that as you are rereading the definition and I'm pondering it, anticipating what it would look like if the kingdom came here is something that churches, by and large, don't do. They don't look at their neighborhood and go, when the new heavens and new earth come, what's this neighborhood going to look like? And how can we give a foretaste of that now? That's hard. It's self-sacrificial. And so we shy away from it. But if we're going to shoot towards something, if we're going to have a goal, let's set the bar where Jesus does.
So there are definitely some related terms in this conversation, right? We really like the term church renewal.
Yeah.
But some related terms, church renewal, church growth, revitalization, replanting, these are some interrelated terms. And helpfully, Tom Rainer in his podcast, Revitalize and Replant, which if you're not listening to and you're interested in this topic,
you should
stop listening to our podcast, go listen to his.
And then come back.
And then come back. But Rainer says his taxonomy is a church. A church needs revitalization if it has 10 years of financial and human viability.
Statistical viability.
A church should be replanted, start, kind of take the core and restart if they have less than 5 years. Matt, how do you do the taxonomy? What's the difference between renewal, revitalization, replanting? How does the church growth movement fit into this?
Sure.
Do some taxonomy for us.
Sure. So I think that from our perspective, renewal is something that every church should be seeking, because no church is done. It's not perfect. It hasn't arrived. And so every church ought to be looking at itself year over year and saying what needs to be renewed in our midst. This is one of the reasons why, as an aspect of Flourish's ministry, we teach churches how to do yearly strategic planning, because it gives them that opportunity and that they ought to take to look at their church every year and go, what here needs to be renewed? And so in that sense, every church needs renewal. Some churches need renewal in a more urgent way because of how severe things have come. So look at what Jesus says in Revelation 2 and 3, right? Jesus comes along, and what we learn there is Jesus has a scorecard for every church. Do you know what those things are on Jesus' scorecard? I just had the opportunity to minister in a church this past weekend, and for the Sunday school class, they wanted me in 40 minutes to go through all 7 of the letters with their adult Sunday school class. I'll tell you, that was quite an experience to go through and look at all of the issues just in those letters that Jesus is concerned about. If you go and you add Paul's letters and the issues that he directs Timothy and Titus to deal with, and Peter, what Peter deals with in his letters, and Hebrews, you look at all of those issues that can happen. What's very clear is that Jesus has a scorecard for every church. He has an opinion about how every church's ministry is doing, and it's the right one. He might be right. Jesus might be right.
Yeah.
So every church's responsibility then is to look at Jesus' scorecard and know it and compare their church up against it. Mm. When some churches look at that, they're in need of some tweaks, right?
Sure.
They've lost sight of a few things that Jesus is scoring. Other churches have lost sight of a lot of things. And Jesus... And so they need more severe work because they've lost sight of a lot of
things. And is that what you would call revitalization?
Absolutely.
Renewal, every church all the time needs to be iterative, renewing. What do you want us to do, God?
Absolutely.
Revitalization kind of has the feeling of, okay, this is a more acute situation. And then should we think of replanting as even more acute than that? You know,
absolutely.
Emergency care.
And so I think that when you look at a church and its trends in terms of giving and participation and attendance, the more severe the sort of work needs to be. So replanting is the most severe work, where you might actually close down a church for a month or two, stop their worship, retool everything, typically with a new leader, and then relaunch with a new name, maybe in the same space, maybe within a different space, and maybe with some of those people, and maybe with only a few of them.
And we've seen replanting done with a couple different models, and maybe another time, or we could kind of go through a couple of those models, right? So we've seen the replant where a church knows that we need to put everything on the table, so we're going to call an energetic planter, and we're going to let an energetic pastor, and we're going to let him have his way with our church. We're going to no sacred cows.
Absolutely.
We've seen a church say, we don't think we can go on, but we don't know if we can change. So they give significant resources to a guy to plant a church in parallel with an existing church.
Yep.
And then we've seen what you also just described. We're going to close down as a core, and as a core, we're going to give our building to this plant, and we're going to start up again. So we've seen different kinds of replanting models.
Yep.
And so really, we're not talking about hard breaks between renewal, revitalization, replant. We're talking about a continuum that bleeds back and forth.
Do you want to talk about the leaders a little bit of those different kinds of works?
Yeah. Talk about how leadership looks a little different in replanting, revitalizing, renewal.
Okay. So replanting, let's go from the replant side. So the replanter is somebody who has a lot of the gifts, has the gifts that you need to do a fresh start plant, but probably has a little bit more leadership capability and nuance. So they're considerate of the people who might stay and be a part of it. And it's not, you don't have all of the freedom in a replant that you have in a plant, because there are still some existing people and you want to bring them along if you can.
You want to honor them and love them and shepherd them well without becoming subservient to the old church's mission and vision.
Correct.
And style.
So Replanter has permission to change everything, but people many times who want to stick around and help him go towards that, right?
Right.
So essentially it's kind of like in an old way, the old way of church planning where you had a core group, right? Mm-hmm. It just is, it's a core group that happened to have been a vital church at one point and has lost its vitality.
Right.
Right. Revitalization, you typically have a group of people and you do not have absolute permission to change everything. So that's a huge difference. Now, for a revitalization to go, though, you do need a specialized kind of leader. This is part of one of the things that Flourish does is we have an assessment that we do that we call a renewal pastor assessment. And it's bringing in some different factors, some validated research and some tools that we've developed, and trying to look and say, what's the kind of leader that can go into an existing group that needs significant change? It's not as urgent, but it's significant. When the church that I went to in Seattle had 2 or 3 years probably left on itself, or else it would have gone out of existence, right? It needed significant change, but it owned the fact that it needed significant change, and it brought me in because my personality is as a change agent. Right? My makeup is as a change agent. That's what we're looking for in renewal pastors, is change agents, right? The revitalization pastor, if you will, at that sort of extreme. Mm-hmm. Renewal pastors, I think the main trait for them is that they're willing, they've got a little bit of an analytical brain, and they're willing to maybe not even stick with something that they put in place, but willing to go back and revisit it and put everything on the table each year and go, okay, we might have 80% of this right, but what's the 20% that's not, and what do we need to address this year? And so I think that nobody gets to stay static. No church ought to stay static, because no Christian ought to stay static. It's all of its sanctification all the way through.
Well, Matt, this has been an interesting kind of taxonomy of revitalize, replant, and renew. I would say one of the things, just kind of to put a button on this, if someone sees the title of this podcast says Church Renewal Podcast, and they think, well, that's not for me, they're in danger, aren't they?
Absolutely. That's like a Christian saying, I've arrived.
I've hit it. I'm done.
I'm done.
Yeah.
We got it all nailed in.
Well, we'll talk more about revitalizing, replanting, and renewing here on the Church Renewal Podcast in the future. We're going to look at more listener and colleague questions. We're going to continue to work our way through that definition of church renewal over some subsequent episodes. You've been listening to the Church Renewal Podcast. We are thankful for that. It is from Flourish Coaching. We'd love to hear your thoughts, questions, pushback, comments, prophecies, predictions, predilections. Send them over by email. You can reach our executive director, matt@flourishcoaching.org, or by email, you can reach me, Alan, A-L-L-A-N, at flourishcoaching.org. You can also find us on Facebook, tinyurl.com/flourishfb on Facebook. Please comment, rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends so that we can continue to grow the conversation about church renewal. Flourish does this because we believe there is only one fully sufficient reason that this day dawned. Jesus is yet gathering a people to himself, and he ordinarily uses his church to do that. So please join us as we pray for the renewal of our churches and as we dig into the ways that Jesus is renewing his church.